The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Let's take the register of the show, shall we? Matt Dyson, good morning.
Here, sir.
Thank you. It's here, Daddy. Actually, no,
sorry,
please,
here, Daddy. Yeah.
Producer Dave, good morning, Old Swiss.
Good morning.
Producer Mark.
Present, Daddy.
Oh, God. Producer Ellie, good morning. Glenn and Anna in the booth of truth, good morning.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Oh, it just feels weird hearing it out loud, doesn't it?
You asked for it.
Yes. Come on.
How are we all doing this morning, Matt? Did you get a lot of sleep last night?
A decent amount. A good 7 hours. I had a very long nap. Long nap in the afternoon.
Did you? You nap in the afternoon?
Went overboard. Because I had very little sleep on the Sunday night.
Well,
I'm back late from France, so I was like, yeah. Good 2 hours on the sofa.
Not another ferry plug coming up, is it?
Plug spawn.
No, there isn't, no.
Well, I'm keen to know from night shifters who might be listening right now, who might be finishing their night shift at 8, 12, 15, should you nap in the afternoon? What do you think? Is that something you should do, Matt?
I don't know, mate,
experience?
It's a constant battle. Sometimes I feel better when I don't. Sometimes I feel better when I do.
I just can't win. It's really embarrassing if you have a nightmare when you nap during the afternoon. It's always more embarrassing than having one at night because you're like, everyone else in the world is at work and you were getting scared of a scarecrow.
I asked because I didn't get a load of sleep last night.
Oh.
I was woken up about 11 o'clock by our neighbours, who are usually pretty quiet, but they were playing music, which is very, very unusual for them. I've never really had this before. I mean, we've lived in other places where we've had loud neighbours who play music, but not in this place. And they were playing a song, and I could hear it through the wall. And I was lying in bed with my eyes open listening to it. Well, we're going to play a game right now of Guess the Song.
Ooh.
So I've got a clip here. Now, this is not the actual clip of the song. It is the same song as I heard last night, but not an actual audio recording of that. Merely, we've recreated it in a sort of crime watch way, if you will. So see if you can identify the song played right now as if you're hearing it through the wall.
Straight away.
Oh, you know what it is?
Yeah. The jam in the
first
night.
God.
Layla Kay. MIC, I believe, yeah.
Wow.
Pump up
I thought it would take you ages to get that.
Playing this at 11:30 at night on a Monday night.
Yeah. It's like a 90s song, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure we play with an Absolute Radio 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I was just lying in bed listening to this. Slowly waiting for it to stop. And it stopped about, I don't know, it was about half an hour of not just this, but other 90s classics.
That's unacceptable.
Which is why you could probably hear my voice this morning feeling a little bit strained. So all I can say is good luck for the next 4 hours, everyone. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. So no Dave Berry this week. It's Ben Burrell in for him. Matt, what's up? You look lost, you look troubled. What's happening?
A silly mistake. I must make an apology.
Daddy's made a mistake.
Daddy, if I can, please.
You want to make a clarification on the show? Well, I've got the old apologies, corrections and clarifications music.
Oh,
you used to
do that. It was great.
This was the best.
Jaunty piano.
This is the best Dave Berry Breakfast Show theme tune,
it was really
I reckon.
Good, wasn't it?
Of all the greats.
This back.
Remember the it was like a Parisian bed you used to use.
Yeah.
That Werner Beer Lightning Strike, because that was for Relationship Rolodex, wasn't it?
No, was it?
Another great fallen feature on the show.
What else should we reminisce about?
Let it go.
History.
Let's bring them all back.
Well, we could do that on Friday, or Request Friday. Bring back the old features. Bring back the old beds, your favourite beds. That sounds a bit too...
Only radio people really understand what you're talking about now. What is your apology or clarification?
To Technotronic, the organiser.
Of course.
You just played it. Your neighbour played it last night. And I said it was Layla K on the MIC rapping on it. It was Yar Kid K.
The other great K.
Well, there are three great Ks because Sophie K of Absolute Radio is the other.
I'm in the 90s.
Yeah,
I don't think Sophie was alive in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, and because I can't believe it, but Layla K was on Robin Raz's hit Got to Get, which was really quite good, actually.
You probably heard
it for your neighbours.
I'll probably hear it tonight. I'll be falling asleep to that tonight.
So sorry to Layla and your kid.
And for me saying it was Peter Kay. That was
complete.
Hot dog jam!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. It's Ben Burrell here, and like I was saying yesterday, this is the show of unusual merch, isn't it? We've given you a chance to win not only mugs, but luggage stickers, bespoke sauces, fragrances, bin stickers. Now that's what I call a corporate cover coming to a Virgin Megastore to you very, very soon. All the merch on this show. It's time, though, for something completely different, and that is a Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo. You can win ink that has our logo on it. You can wear it pain-free and proud. To win, all you have to do is tell me from this little clip I'm about to play for you that we've covered up a section of it in a sound of a tattoo gun, if you will. All you have to do is identify the missing bit of the clip. If you were listening to yesterday's show, you would have heard this. It was my favourite bit of yesterday's show by far. It involved Anna and an amazing revelation. Also, you would have heard it on the Daily Podcast, or if you listen back on our brand new app, Rayo, of course. Have a listen to this and we'll work out the missing bit in just a second.
Come on!
Was it just Heather on her own?
She was on her own. It was just a total surprise. I just walked into this party, having been to see Robbie Williams in Hyde Park.
What
I had a ball
what's
gown.
A show this evening?
I had you a were ball wearing gown a ball in my gown. Backpack. And then there you go.
Oh, what was she doing? Performing or just a guest?
She was performing the song that they had when the mum was in the birthing chamber.
Birthing chamber.
In the birthing chamber.
I didn't
chamber.
Explain that very well, did I?
No, I've never heard it called the birthing chamber.
That's what she called it. So I chamber. Just repeated it.
Sounds so clinical. It sounds like we're in some sort of dystopian nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit Handmaids, isn't it? Yeah.
Very much, very much. So Anna was at a high-class showbiz party, and there was a woman called Hannah there. But who was at that party? Was it Heather rather than Hannah. Was at a showbiz party. Was it Heather Small or Heather from EastEnders? Was it A, Heather Small or Heather from EastEnders? Number B, letter B. Got a terrible night's sleep.
Well, yeah,
good
yeah.
grief.
I can really hear it.
Just tell us who you think was at the party. Was it Heather Small or Heather from EastEnders? Text your name and your answer right now to 81215. Your name and your answer to 81215. And you can win a Dave Berry Breakfast Show tattoo. Put us on your body, won't you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're going to try and give away a little Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo right now. Playing to win that is Jack on line number one. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Hi,
Hello. Hi Jack.
Good morning, Jack. Where are you right now? Are you at work? Are you heading to work? Tell us everything.
I've literally just started work. I work at the bus garage in Coventry. I'm a driver and a supervisor as well.
Jack, answer us this. What is the preference for the bus driver when you leave the bus as a passenger? Do you enjoy a little thanks, a little cheers drive? Sometimes I like to give a big rainbow wave when I'm getting off on that big like middle door because I don't want to shout above everyone. What's your personal preference as a driver?
Personally, I enjoy just a good goodbye, to be honest.
Thank you
very much. Cheers.
I've never thought of a goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite sad,
farewell.
Though, isn't it? Farewell, driver. On you go, on your onward journey. Yeah. I'm very excited at the moment. This will be very exciting for a specific amount of people listening right now, which is probably very, very low. But there's a brand new bus route in Brighton that we're all thrilled about called the 1X. It's the express route. Right?
Nice.
And we live on the express route. You can get into town within 10 minutes.
Bosh. Really? That's quick.
Really exciting.
Wow, impressive.
Not too exciting for anyone else apart from us people that live in and around Brighton. So let's just move on swiftly, shall we? Jack, we played you a clip earlier. It involved Anna going to a high-class showbiz party. There was a famous Heather there. Can you identify that famous Heather to win this tattoo? Jack, over to you.
Yes, it's Heather Small.
Yes! It was Heather Small. Anna, do you want to give us a blast of Heather Small's Proud to celebrate?
What have you done today to make me feel proud?
Any opportunity, sure thing. That's what I like about you, Anna. That's what I like. Jack, where are you going to put this tattoo on your body? Any particular place?
I'm going to put it on the back of my neck. So when everyone looks at the time, they can see literally the back of my neck. They can see the advertisement.
Yeah. Thank you. You can see it on the periscope from the top deck as you look down.
It's not the 80s anymore.
Do they still exist?
Sadly, no. Electric buses now.
Wow.
We're going to have electric
Electric periscope free. Yeah.
Well, if you get on a bus in Coventry over the next week or so and you see a man with a Dave Berry Breakfast Show tattoo on their neck, it is Jack. Say hello and say goodbye to him as well. Thank him for the onward journey. Jack, thanks for that. Another chance for you to win a little temporary tattoo on tomorrow's show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson, what's happening on the socials?
Let's start with Ivan Tony's no-look penalty, which has been the source of many a meme over the past few days since the amazing shootout victory. The official England socials have released a video of Ivan Tony doing other things without looking, as well as his amazing penalty technique. So he's like, he's playing Connect Four, he's playing darts and getting three bullseyes, and reading a book without looking at the pages. He's amazing what he can do without looking.
He's become a meme after one penalty.
He has, huge. I mean, what an amazing penalty it was, though.
It was. But I'm guessing you can only do that if you're... We should try this out,
You've
actually.
You've got to be really
You've
good.
You've got to be really good. Because if I stared at you now and tried to take a penalty, it would launch into Magic FM Studio.
It would have been very funny if he'd fully missed it and then gone, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I thought that would work.
But he's always done it. It's the secret of his success. He's always done it. Because he's watching to see the keeper's movements, and when they move, he'll go the other way or something. But yes, an amazing technique. And then there's the one Euro fact, which is a groundbreaking, quite an amazing fact based on the Euros this year. It's come from the football journalist Danny Jameson, right? The four semi-finalists of this year's tournament are also the joint winners of Eurovision 1969.
Wow.
Joint winners?
There were four joint winners.
UK, England, Spain, England, Netherlands and France, right?
Four joint winners?
They all got joint 18 points in 1969. And they didn't have a tie-break situation.
There should have been a tie-break question.
So they had to be joint
winners.
So went
to penalties.
Come to no-look penalties. Yeah. But it was Lulu Boom Bang A Bang, of course, which was huge.
Excuse me?
Boom Bang A Bang by Lulu. You familiar with it?
Yeah, no, not really, I've got to say.
And then also the Netherlands did the Troubadour, and France's was Un Jour, Un Enfant, which is, of course, A Day, A Child, and Viva Cantado by Spain, which is I Live Singing.
I've completely lost. What are you talking about?
Can you just sing this Lulu song?
No.
There's only room for one singer in this team. We know who that is.
Not me. But I can give you a beatboxing dog.
That's good, yeah.
This is amazing. Sent to me by Chili63 on Instagram. The owner of a dog sort of can make the dog growl on demand by putting his face right up against the dog's face and it bares its teeth. And then he starts sort of beatboxing along and pretending to be a guitar. Sort of, there's a hard rock element to it as well. And then they beatbox together and they join in. It's a work of art. Here it is.
That's the guy, I'm assuming. Here we go. It's got a bit of Slipknot.
Yeah. It's quite hardcore, isn't it, really? But amazing. And there is an element, there's an element of mouth manipulation going on. A bit like the, you know, the That's Life dog. Do you remember the That's Life dog who is only got it to say, hello?
Can I just say, that is all you talk about whenever I do this show off there. That's Life dog.
It's not, is it? Oh, no. What have I become?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's one breakfast show in nine playlists. We just played you the tune from Travis called Gaslight, one of their more recent songs, which is excellent. I think the album comes out on Friday, actually. It's out this week. We, as I say, have one breakfast show and nine playlists, and you can listen to them all on our brand new Rayo app right now. And speaking of our Rayo app, we did a little, what we call in the world of show business, a promo to advertise the fact we have a new app called Rayo.
Yeah.
That played out earlier on the show. And I heard myself in that promotion for Rayo, and I heard myself in a way I've never heard myself before.
Yeah, it really stood out. sounded quite unusual.
Yeah, I'm introducing the band Green Day for something. I don't know what. I wasn't introducing them on stage or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't think I gave the introduction to Green Day the sort of gravitas that that band deserves. Let's listen back, shall we?
From your app store and enjoy. Green Day.
What's going on there?
Green Day.
What's going on there?
App store and enjoy. Green Day.
Green Day.
There's an element of Larry Grayson to it.
Larry Grayson. I thought Alan Carr.
Yeah. Well, that's true, yeah. Or John Inman.
John Inman. It makes it sound like I'm calling Green Day naughty boys or something.
Oh, Green Day, what have you done?
Yeah, well, what's that punk rock all about? Tell us more.
You cheeky chappies.
What's going on there?
Green Day.
Ridiculous. I'm glad to hear that a little bit later on in the show as well. I believe it's coming up after 8, which is something to look forward to.
It sounds like you're calling them from the next room.
Yeah. Your dinner's on the table.
Green it's Day, cold down for your dinner.
Or it's a bit like at the start of the show, you know, when you take the register.
Yeah.
Present.
Billy Joe, are you there?
We're waiting.
Joe, you'll be late for school. If you're going to be late, it's fine. It's your own time you're wasting.
Stop telling off Green Day.
Green Day.
Good Lord. If you want to listen to highlights from the Isle of Wight Festival on our radio app, you can do. Download it right now and enjoy.
Green Day.
Green Day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Right. Do we need to talk about your attitude again?
It's got to be exact.
Well, it was just then when I said it. 7:47 and 13 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds, 16 seconds.
Thank you.
Happy now?
Yes.
All right. We are giving you a chance to win your way into Reading Festival as part of 10 weeks of tickets. We are playing Bag of Bands on the show this morning. Matt has packed up his festival bag and residing inside are a series of items which relate to questions about the bands on the bill. Get all three questions right and you are going to Reading. Playing this morning on line number one is Gareth. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hi, hello. Good morning, Gareth. Gareth, where are you in the country right now?
I am in Basingstoke.
Oh, amazing Stoke, as
indeed,
my friend
you know
Aaron
the
used to call it. I know it, yeah. What do you do in Basingstoke? Are you going to work this morning?
I'm on my way to work. I work for a lovely charity called Compassion UK.
And what does Compassion UK do?
They're a charity that looks after children all across the world in Africa. Basically, that's child sponsorship. You help alleviate extreme poverty.
Oh, very nice, very nice. It's sort of nice speaking to people that have proper, like, rewarding jobs rather than us who like play Bon Jovi.
Sitting around just saying the time.
it's quite depressing, really, isn't it?
Well done, Gareth.
Sorry, Gareth. I feel like we should apologise to you almost. Matt is going to rummage around his festival bag. Thank you. And he's going to pull out some items and they will relate to three questions. If you get all three questions right, you are going to Reading Festival. Matt, are you ready to rummage?
Yes, I will. Rummage away. You know me, Ben, I love a festival, but I do hate to be late. I don't want to miss any of the incredible acts at Reading this year. But I'm quite old school, so I always keep time with my grandfather clock. Just look at it. It's absolute beauty. Solid oak with a beautiful ornate pendulum.
I knew it was coming.
I love that pendulum. Yes, it's such a good swinger.
Okay. Yes, and pendulum, I believe, are on the bill. But, Gareth, which of the following is a hit by Pendulum? Is it Kerosene Daydreams or Propane Nightmares?
Ooh. I go with Kerosene, the first one.
Oh, you sure you want to go with that?
Sure.
Maybe B now?
Okay, interesting. Completely unprompted change there. If you want to go with B. Okay, listen, if you want to go with B, I can tell you, Gareth, that is the right answer. Propane Nightmares. Matt, continue to rummage,
really,
won't you?
Scraping the bottom of the bag at the moment. Here, I have my keys, look, which I'll be driving down to Reading. Oh, no, I've got my keys.
He's a very irresponsible subject.
It's a classic two-door convertible Chevy that I drive these days, yeah. I take the car with me everywhere, but my favourite place to take it is to the drive-in cinema. I treat this baby as my own personal two-door cinema.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I can only apologise, Gareth.
Who wrote these, Dave?
Is it you, Swiss?
We're going to have a meeting after the show. And speaking of two-door cinema club, Gareth, where are two-door cinema club from? Is it A, Northern Ireland, or B, Northern Iceland?
Northern Ireland?
is the right answer. Yeah. 2 out of 2. Woo-hoo. Matt, rummage again, won't you?
Yes. Okay, now, this is a bit of fun. I always bring this to festivals to get people together and have a laugh with all my new Reading mates. So it's a board game. It's Twister. But oh, what's this wrapped up in the mat? It's a lighter.
Oh.
Oh, I better take that out. The mat is very flammable. Safety first. We don't want a twisted fire starter.
Oh, my God. I pieced it together moments before you said it. Incredible. And speaking of twisted fire starter, I'm a fire starter. A twisted fire starter is the lyrics to a song sung by who, Gareth? Is it A, The Prodigy, or B, Digger D?
The Prodigy.
Is the right answer. You're going to Reading Festival. Congratulations, mate.
Hey.
Who are you going to take with you?
I've never been to a festival.
Oh, wow.
See my wife.
Oh, nice. Wow. What's your wife's name?
I'm Sarah. But if I can't get childcare, one of my best friends, so who knows?
Right, okay, yeah, fair enough.
And you've never been to a festival before?
Yeah, I'm turning 40 this year. I've never been to a festival, so how appropriate.
Okay, yes. Very nice. Listen, you're going to have an amazing time. Thank you for being on the show this morning. Sorry about all the tenuous questions.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Congratulations to Gareth. He's won a pair of tickets to Reading Festival. Bush and Richie will continue 10 weeks of tickets this afternoon from 4 when you can win your way into Leeds Festival.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's time to get emotional. First, though, the drums. I don't know about you, Matt. I think we've spoken about this before, maybe on air, but definitely off air. Before I had kids, I was not a particularly emotional person. Some would say dead inside, no emotions at all. But after having children, I see like any advert involving a small animal on TV, and I'm like, my God, I will rescue you.
It changes you, doesn't it?
It does change you, doesn't it? And we were talking about this yesterday after the show, and we were talking about like kind of silly things, weird things you've got emotional at. So we want you this morning to complete the sentence, I didn't think I'd get emotional at dot, dot, dot. Text the answer to 81215. I didn't think that I'd get emotional at dot, dot, dot. 81215 to text. Tweet at Absolute Radio. We're talking to producer Ellie about this, and this is how it all came about, really, she said that when she saw Rishi Sunak leave number 10, it was the video of him getting in the car and going and leaving number 10 forever.
We did it in the social ammo.
Yeah, he mentioned it in social ammo.
Yeah, yeah, in the sad EastEnders music.
Yeah, they put the sad EastEnders music. Yeah. Someone did, and it went viral online, didn't it? and she said she got quite emotional. But seeing that, it was, you know, sad for some people, not so sad for some others. I like to include myself in that.
This music.
Yeah. But producer Ellie said she was getting quite emotional about this.
Very sparingly used, the sad EastEnders music, wasn't it? They used it about once every couple of years.
Did they? Well, when someone was going to Manchester.
It was a big sandbox.
Even on Christmas Day, they don't use it. It's like, it's very rare.
Very rare.
So producer Ellie was tearing up at this as she watched Rishi leave number 10, getting in the car and going who knows where. Probably to a mansion somewhere, I'd imagine. Or,
I hope the billionaire's okay.
Yeah. off to a job in tech somewhere. So this morning, so complete the sentence. I didn't think I'd get emotional at dot, dot, dot.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
To the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. My name is Ben Burrell. Good morning. We hope you're doing all right this morning. Your chance to win big on Make Me a Winner. 110 grand could be yours today. First, though, complete the sentence. I didn't think I'd get emotional at. 81215 is our text number. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. Some good ones coming in. Let's have a little look at the text, shall we? Got to say good morning to Adam in Portsmouth. He says, Ben, I didn't think I'd get emotional at Harry Potter and Ron Weasley making up after a fallout when I listened to the audiobook of Harry Potter at 35. It's quite emotional.
Nice.
This just says, I get emotional at the end of MasterChef, the final. It's so overwhelming.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they really ramp it up.
Do they? Is it dramatic? Yeah, is it great drama?
And they can't all be winners, can they? Someone's got to lose. Winners.
I didn't think I'd get emotional at any football player scoring a goal for any team any time. The joy when they celebrate, though, just gets to me, says Susan. Wow. I understand the togetherness, the oneness. Yeah. A nation stands behind you, Gareth.
Yeah.
Saka's penalty. He just looked so happy.
Yeah, I do. Saka makes me cry.
Do you know what actually does get me quite emotional while we're in touch with our feelings? A good bit of redemption.
A lovely bit of redemption. Yeah. A good dollop of redemption.
Do you think Southgate's on a redemptive arc?
I think he's already achieved that redemptive arc. Have you seen the play? Yeah, come on, man.
Well, we've never had a low point.
Yeah, we've done well recently, yeah.
Glenn, what about you? Are you an emotional person?
Not particularly. I keep it all very dangerously repressed at all times, but I think...
push it right down.
Unhealthy stuff. Yeah. But I think I said this on the show, but I get really sad during World Cups, Euros, adverts featuring England players who then didn't make the squad.
Oh, yes.
And when they're in, like, it's full awful, kit and stuff, it makes me so sad. Because I imagine they're still in their kit now.
Yeah, there's so many of them, isn't
Speaking
there?
As a Tottenham fan, when I've seen James Maddison in that advert.
There's James Maddison,
and I think, oh,
yeah.
James, it's going to be okay. I'll take care of you. He's like one of those animals I saw in that advert I was mentioning. I just want to take care of him. I want to make sure he's all right.
Just outside the office building, we've got Grealish flogging mayonnaise.
Yeah, he's
not even on a billboard, just in
person. I always find that quite funny, though, isn't it? Because they put all the... Sir Hellmans have paid so much money for this.
You find it funny, do you, man?
But then it's like you can't control who's in the squad, so it's tough.
We should
He must have felt guilty when he didn't get in, being like, Sir Hellmans is going to be so annoyed at me. How am I going to... Yeah, Gareth Southgate's called him, but how's he going to ring up Hellmans and be like, that's not some bad news.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's a bit of group therapy on the show this morning. We're sharing. We're an open book. Ben, I didn't think I'd get emotional at the only Fools and Horses West End musical soundtrack in the car, but here I am.
Oh, wow.
Says Alfie, 29, from London. We're here for you, Alfie. Don't worry, it's going to be okay. Let's speak to Nick on line number one. Nick, good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team. How are we doing?
Hi.
Hello.
All right, thank you, mate. We're all good. What have you got surprisingly emotional at, Nick? Tell us all.
It was my dad who about 15 years ago got emotional, very emotional, at the finale of Ladette to Lady.
Whoa.
When was the last time Ladette to Lady was on TV? Can we have a little fact check?
It finished in 2010.
Oh, yeah. So this is quite some time ago.
More recent than I thought, to be
fair.
Yeah,
that's true. Nick, what's your dad's name?
Paul.
And what do you think set Paul off?
He gets very emotional anyway at most things. So as a family, we tend to, when the sad part comes on, we all start staring at him to see whether he's about to go or not. We did not expect him to go at Ladette to Lady.
Yeah, he was so invested in the storyline.
Was it the sort of butterfly from the cocoon? Was that the sort of thing that set him off? Do you think?
It was a bit of the redemption story. Yes. How she turned the life around.
And can you remember the name of the Ladette who went to a lady?
I really don't. I bet
Paul can. I bet he's still thinking about it now, years later. Nick, thank you so much for that. 8:12:15 to text on this. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. Just complete the sentence. I didn't think I'd get emotional at...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. My name is Ben Barrow. I'm here for Dave Berry all this week. We want you to share on the show this morning. 8:12:15 to text. Complete the sentence. I didn't think I'd get emotional at... dot dot dot. We're doing this because we were talking off air yesterday, and producer Ellie confessed in a way that when she saw Rishi Sunak leave Number 10, they played this music on one of the online viral clips of it, and she got emotional about it. I think it was the Sad EastEnders theme tune that did it more than actually Rishi leaving.
Well, the combination of the two is powerful. Yeah,
it is powerful. It's an emotional image. Yeah. I felt something watching him leave, and I don't think it was sadness, but something else. Can't quite put my finger on it. 8:12:15 to text in on this. Some good ones coming in. Not all I can find, I guess, to the emotion of sadness. This says, my missus got emotional and angry because I ate a cream egg in one go when she was pregnant, says Ian in Birmingham. These four words. Never a truer word has been uttered. Bluey. It got me.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people get upset about it.
Weeping at Bluey in the day endlessly. This says, I didn't think I'd get emotional at a cruise ship talent contest in the middle of the Atlantic. A little girl sung two lines of The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. Oh. Classic cruise ship fodder that. Before losing her nerve and running back to her mum crying, who was in the audience. Oh, no. The entertainment hostess persuaded her to come back and stand and stood with her next to the piano player. She then sang it perfectly. Yeah.
I looked at my unemotional wife, little dig there, and she was crying. Then I realised I was crying. I looked around the room and the room was crying. Oh, says Simon in Swansea.
I'm welling up just thinking about it.
That's so good. I'm going to option that. We need to have a film with that. Quite incredible. Matt, what's caught your eye?
I didn't think I'd get emotional at DIY SOS in front of my new girlfriend's parents on a Sunday night after a lovely roast, says Anonymous. Reading the book Little Women from Stuart and Leicester.
Yeah, that's
wet
so
buckets
great.
At the end. I'm a retired fireman and thought I was a tough nut, but apparently not.
I love that voice.
I didn't think I'd get emotional at the ending of Final Fantasy X on PlayStation 2. But they did. That's someone who's working at the Bernardo's Children's Charity. Big shout out to them this morning.
Wow, Final Fantasy X, incredible. Complete the sentence, I didn't think I'd get emotional at...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
A lot of drums have started out, isn't there? So too many drums, some would say.
Time.
Yeah, it does get longer every time, doesn't it? We are sharing this morning. It's like group therapy, isn't it? I didn't realise or didn't think I'd get emotional at... Complete the sentence, 8, 12, 15 to text. Some good ones coming in. Whilst pregnant during COVID, I bawled my eyes out to Joe Wicks getting a Blue Peter badge. I'm not from Britain. I don't know what a Blue Peter badge is, nor do I know who Joe Wicks
what?
Is.
I've got them.
Listen, a beautiful moment is a beautiful moment. You can't deny it.
You don't
it.
Need the context sometimes, do you?
My wife cried... Oh, this got me. My wife cried when Olaf melted in Frozen 2.
Oh, don't.
Spoilers.
Sorry about that. Aid says, crying at the Everyman leads in the posh seats on Boxing Day. Oh, dear.
That's it. It's when you do it in public, when you're in a cinema and the lights come on and you've been crying at the end of Paddington.
Oh, there's Matt.
And your kids are looking up and going, what, you're right?
To embarrass you, what they should do is the cinema should turn the crying person's seat around to face everyone else so everyone else can see them crying.
Like in The Voice.
We've got one.
You speaking from experience there, Matt?
Yeah. Awful at the end of Paddington. But now I have tears of pride when a lot I get when my children do well. When Bess scored a goal at a netball, she scored a netball, I started crying. I cried at Parents' Evening. And
Why Parents' Evening?
It was such a glowing endorsement of my daughter that I started crying in front of a teacher.
Bless
sat
you.
On those little chairs in a classroom. It was awful.
And do you know what? I was just going to add, my dad's the opposite. He used to cry when I came last in cross country.
You've embarrassed us.
Yes. So yeah, I'd probably go either way. And then Maggie, my middle daughter's in a school play on Friday night and she's doing about 5 different things. She's going to dance, be in a choir, be in a play. And I know I'm going to cry at every single stage.
Just through pride?
Just love to see them doing well.
But then there's Ted and that sort of balances it out.
Poor old Ted.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave Berry. Matt, we've had your social ammo on the show already and we enjoyed it. We devoured it, but my goodness, we want more.
Yes, you want more. Earlier I gave you the beatboxing dog, which is on my Instagram stories if you missed it. But you poo-pooed the cat saying no in the bath off air. But do you want it now? Do you want the cat? Because we can have that as an extra if you want. It's a cat.
I didn't poo-poo it. I just said the beatboxing dog I thought was better.
Okay,
but I also want the cat saying
it's
no
one of the
bar.
Stories I've been sent the most over the past
really?
Three
this
or
is
four
popular.
Days. It's a video that's gone massively viral.
Just before we start, can I ask, do you get the same people sending you stories, like your social minions,
there's a certain crew of regulars, but there are some new ones that always join the party.
If you don't mind me saying, it's got all the makings of a cult.
It's not a very interesting cult, but
it's just you.
Content. There are some people that send stuff that I'd never use on air, obviously, some inappropriate stuff. Just please stop sending that.
Grow up. I want to do that now. We could do that as a podcast extra.
Talking Pets is about 50% of what I get sent.
Okay, well, I do want the cat.
And it's Talking Pet Friday, coming up on Friday, obviously, but that's going to be taken up purely by chickens because there's so many talking chickens at the
moment,
saying people's names. But this is a cat called Prudence in a bath. Cats don't normally like to have a bath.
No.
This one loves bathing and doesn't want to get out of the bath, even when the owners ask Prudence to get out of the bath. Prudence also seems to have a bit of an Australian accent. Here's the cat.
Come on. It's time to get out. Yeah.
Great.
Come on.
Wait, no.
Prudence. Let's go.
No.
Prue, get out of the bathtub.
Prue, Come on.
No.
Come on, yes. Prue.
Come on, Prue.
No.
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 It's amazing.
I don't know whether I should do this, but that cat sounds like my one-year-old who also refuses to get out of the bath.
Yeah, no.
Less Australian accent, though.
Yes, but I mean, clearly the cat is mimicking human conversation there, isn't it?
Yes, but I thank you for translating halfway through.
Yeah. No, sometimes I need to, but not with that one. You'll be talking about it later on. I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
Good morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry, and it's time for Five Players, Five Grand with Wix.
Five Players, Five Grand with Wix.
Yes, Five Players, Five Grand with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find everything you need for your next garden project, including decking, sleepers, trellis panels. They are all available at wix.co.uk. Can you match just five footballers' names with a member of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show team? If you can, you win £5,000 worth of Wix vouchers. I'm looking for five professional footballers from any league or tournament in the world, from any period in history. Match all five to win. Playing on line number one right now is Ian. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hi, Ian.
Hello. Morning, Ian. Ian, where are you in the country right now?
I'm in North Wales currently.
Very, very nice. What are you doing today?
Got a day off. I was hoping to get some golf in, but the weather's sort of put an end to that. So, unfortunately, it's a day in the house, I think.
And it's going to rain all week by the looks of things. Yeah. Horrible here in London too. Let's try and make your day a little bit better by giving you £5,000 to spend at Wix. Let's roll the random name generator and see who you're going to play with this morning.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Ooh.
He's not match fit. He's been away.
Yeah. But you did have a good sleep last night.
I've had a few good training sessions on my own, so it's fine.
You get to start.
I'm about ready to join the rest of the squad.
You're like the Luke Shaw of the team. You're back and raring
it's
to
fine,
go.
Yeah.
Can you leave the studio, please?
Good luck, Ian.
Ooh, he jogged out. He really is match fit. I've never seen him move so quick. That was quite incredible. All right, Ian, are you ready, mate?
I'm ready.
Okay. So five names in front of me. Just give me a surname to make a football out, and hopefully we can match yours with Matt. Name number one is Cole. C-O-L-E.
Palmer.
Yes, yes. You've got to go Palmer. Name number two is Jill.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Name number three, Wayne.
Rooney.
Yes. Three great ones so far. The fourth name is Kieran.
Trippier.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at easy four out of five already, I think.
I don't know why, but I thought Dyer straight away for Kieran.
I did too.
Fifth name is Gary.
Neville.
Gary Neville. Okay, very good. All right, Ian, stay there. We'll see if you can match your names with Matt next.
Five players. Five grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five players. Five grand with Wix.
Welcome back to Five Players, Five Grand with Wix. Ian is playing this morning, hoping to win £5,000 to spend at Wix. We have his five names. I thought they were pretty good. Let's welcome him back, shall we? Ian, good morning, mate.
Good morning.
I think you should be really happy with those names. I think...
yeah, I think there's one 50-50, maybe. That might be a bit dodgy,
though. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I know which one you mean. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Matt, you ready for the names?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sensing a win here, so don't let us down.
Never get too carried away.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Name number one is Cole.
Palmer.
Yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great if the first name was Cold?
Cold, Cole Palmer.
Name number two is Jill.
Scott.
Yes. Yes. Here we go. I can feel it.
Good so far.
I can feel it. Name number three, Wayne.
Rooney.
Yes, come on.
Yes.
Nice. Name number four is Kieran.
Trippier.
Yes.
Here we go. With the current England squad.
All right.
Great.
Fifth and final name.
Oh, no.
This is a hard one. Just want to say good luck.
It's a hard one.
Look me in the eyes.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, I love you.
Okay. Thank you. I love you too.
Okay, It means so much to hear you say that. Fifth and final name is Gary.
Right, I see what Ian says. There are two big Garys
on there. There's possibly three.
Well, there are other Garys, but there are two massive ones, right?
Absolutely massive Garys.
And I said one of them, when we started this competition, I said one of them. But I think it might be best here to say Neville.
Is that right? Yes!
I went mimicker last time and I regretted it.
Oh, yes. Ian, congratulations. You've won £5,000 to spend at Wix. Oh. Nice one, mate.
Cheers, Matt.
Oh, well done, Ian. And Pallister was my third option.
So really?
Yeah. If you'd have said Pallister, I would have walked out. Yeah. Ian, you've got £5,000 to spend at Wix. Is there anything in particular you need doing up in your home or your garden that you're going to spend it on?
Yeah, loads. My missus has got a shopping list already, so... Oh,
nice.
Stuff for the garden.
What's her name?
Kelly.
All right, listen, mate. Have a great time with Kelly. Enjoy spending that money. And thank you for playing this morning, and congratulations.
Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the show. Cheers.
£5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Matt, before we finish, we must name today's broadcast.
Yes. What are the options?
Oh, so many. Too many, in fact. Not another ferry plug is option number one.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Good, I'm glad to say.
From you this morning, you plugged the ferry on Monday's show, not on today's show, which they'll be furious at. No more free trips for you, my friend. Pumped Up Jam, which was Glenn's Peter Kay impression about Technotronic. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Boom, bang, a bang, a day, a child, and I live to sing.
Yes, that was me going through the Eurovision joint winners from 69.
Yes, I thought you'd lost your mind when you were saying that. I was concerned for your health, I'm not going to lie, but thankfully it was all good. Sitting around just saying the time.
Yes, that's what you do for a living.
Yes,
we realized
I love an exact time check. Green Day, Come and Get Your Dinner.
You sounding like a dinner lady on the new advert for Rayo.
Yeah. Green Day, Green Day. Dinner lady. What's all that punk rock about? You boys play so loud. Too loud. Got to watch your ear in.
Green Day.
Dyson's Uninteresting Cult is another option.
Yes, yeah, from the Social Ammo Extra just now.
Dollop of Redemption, we were talking about getting overly emotional on Gareth Southgate. I've really let the Mayo people down.
Yeah. Like Graham getting sad about footballers not making the squad even though they've signed advertising deals.
I'm a Real Tough Nut, which was an impression you did of a texter.
A firefighter shedding a tear.
Can we hear the voice again?
No, I don't think we can.
Okay, maybe not. We'll just play this again.
Green Day!
Okay. what's this? Soap?
Sobfest.
Oh, Sobfest.
The Labatt Lady.
Yes, I forgot we did that. That was an amazing really caller from Nick, I believe. Yes. Talking about his dad getting emotional at Ladette to Lady. And finally, speaking of getting emotional, Joe Wick's tearful Blue Peter badge.
I think the one that stood out for me at the time, I thought this must be it. Glenn saying Pumped Up Jam.
With yes.
The Peter Kay reference was very nice.
And who knew that Glenn had a great Peter Kay impression in his locker?
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
He always
wasn't
surprises
it?
Us, doesn't he?
He does. It's a joy to work with him every single day. That is going to be the name of the podcast. It'll be available very, very soon on our Rayo app, probably. We're back here tomorrow morning from 6. We'll see you then.